Hi, this is Everett, producer of The Scalpel. On today's episode, we're going to go back in time. And not too far back. We don't need Doc Brown or a time machine built out of a DeLorean for this. The Scalpel Archives is all we need. We're going back to January 31st, 2020. This is the episode when Dr. Rose first told us about the hammer. Now, that far back, there was evidence that unscrupulous members of Intel had employed that program against President Trump. Now, that was revealed through investigations and testimony. Now, during the impeachment hearing against President Trump, Chief Justice Roberts, who presided over the impeachment, would not allow the whistleblower's name to be mentioned. Now, why do we need to go back to this? Well, because it appears that the same characters have started to resurface today. And here we are post-election with allegations that the hammer and scorecard may have been used to subvert our current election. This is the ghost of Christmas Hammer, a special replay of The Scalpel.
The Scalpel with Dr. Keith Rose.
Cutting down to the truth through history and experience, The Scalpel is proudly sponsored by Z-Bone's bone-conducting headphones. Learn more at zbones.io. Subscribe to The Scalpel wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at The Scalpel Podcast, on Twitter at The Scalpel Edge, or the website scalpeledge.com.
The next episode of The Scalpel starts now.
Now, again, I don't deal in conspiracy theory, just identification of a conspiracy. The conspiracy that I'm identifying and have been, and so have several others, is that there is a coup being run against our president. And it's being done with a lot of help from the intelligence community at the highest levels and the Justice Department. And I really just am curious to the fact that no one has gone to the mainstream news and talked about Sean Misko, Eric Ciaramella. I mean, you could look at Abigail Grace. I believe she works for Adam Schiff's Intelligence Committee too. And all three of those, Abigail Grace, Sean Misko, Eric Ciaramella, however he pronounces it, they all worked under Ben Rhodes at the NSC, National Security Council. And Eric Ciaramella was finally driven out in 2017 because he was speaking terribly about our president. So that's known that he was speaking bad about our president. That's not in question. And that he's good friends with Sean Misko is not in question, and they work together. And Sean Misko's on Adam Schiff's staff. You can Google that. That's not in question. So this was a fair question for Rand Paul. Yet John Roberts didn't allow it. Does John Roberts, the only person that may know the true identity of the whistleblower? Is that what John Roberts is telling us? I think John Roberts is compromised. And again, not conspiracy, just identification. And we have to go back to 2015. And ironically enough, we go back to 2015 and we go to a courthouse in Arizona. Because there was a judge, Joe Arpaio, the sheriff down in Arizona, who caught a lot of the Obama administration ire, was in a contempt hearing. The Obama administration went after him full throat. And as courthouse news service reports, and this is just a courthouse news service, after invoking the Fifth Amendment 220 times under 5 hours of questioning Thursday, an investigator for Sheriff Joe Arpaio blurted out an impassioned tale that the sheriff's office investigated the federal judge overseeing Arpaio's contempt of court hearing because the judge was a victim of the federal government's illegal seizure of his bank and IRS records. I'll have this posted in my show notes. You can read it. But what it goes on to say is that the federal judge overseeing Joe Arpaio's trial was compromised. And they went on to talk about him being compromised, and they mentioned a gentleman by the name of Dennis Montgomery. Dennis Montgomery is someone that works in the intelligence community, but more importantly, he worked for, I believe, the NSA. He designed a computer system, or was part of the design team, that allowed massive collection and surveillance to keep America safe. But when the Obama administration came in, they overtook this quote-unquote system and turned it on the American people. So Dennis Montgomery, ironically enough, was a whistleblower. And he was on the news briefly. Then he was off the news. No one wanted to talk about it. No one wanted to talk about this actual Patriot whistleblower when he went forward in August of 2015 and provided the FBI with 47 computer hard drives of illicitly harvested surveillance data on Americans, evidence that the DOJ and FBI simply buried. Among the data stored on the 47 hard drives was evidence that Brennan and Clapper illegally spied on Donald Trump and General Michael Flynn, according to Montgomery's testimony. General Flynn dropped a hint that must have made Brennan, Clapper, and President Obama and the leaders of the CIA, DOJ, and FBI in the Obama administration break out into a cold sweat, kind of like Rand Paul probably just did then. Because 2 months after Montgomery, under two limited immunity agreements, handed over those computer drives. General Flynn told the New York Times in October 2015, they've lost sight of who they actually work for. They work for the American people. They don't work for the president of the United States. Flynn excoriated the CIA, stating that the agency has become a very political organization. What General Flynn was talking about is that the Obama administration used the tools for intelligence that was supposed to keep us safe and identify bad guys that want to do bad things to this country, foreigners, and turned them on American citizens to keep and maintain power. And I've discussed this many times. And you can see it if you really want to look back during the Obama administration, the reporters that were spied on. People, I remember, you know, Herman Cain running for the Republican ticket way back when. And all of a sudden, all the stuff started coming out about Herman Cain. How could anyone even know this stuff? Well, I guess they'd know it if they could get in your computers, right? And so this started coming out. So let's go back to Arizona and during that trial, because during that trial, there was something called the whistleblower tapes and they leaked out. And so you had Sheriff Arpaio, his investigator, talking to someone who had met with Montgomery and actually had documented evidence that this was going on. And these tapes are online. And I went back to SoundCloud and pulled them up. And I thought this was really interesting. Cut four.
It's on Word files.
It's in PDF. Yeah.
You know who that guy is?
Is that PDF?
The PDF.
You know who that guy is? That's the head of the FISA court they hacked into. Reggie Walton.
Get the hell out of here.
He's the head of the FISA court. And John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, was hacked.
Oh, wait, what? What? John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, the head of the FISA court? This is back in 2015. But everything's coming out now. This is out there. And I'll put some references for you to look at. But Freedom Watch USA, which has also worked with Judicial Watch, they understood about this whistleblower, this Montgomery, Dennis Montgomery. Because it came out on November 17th. Now, when this first came out back in 2015, everyone said, it's a conspiracy theory. Dennis Montgomery, that's not real. And they immediately gagged him. They put a gag order on him and tried to turn his life upside down, that being the government under Obama at the time. But Dennis Montgomery had already put forward information. He had already talked to people. You just heard some people that he had talked to and given information to because they were looking through that information while they were being recorded. And you can Google it and dig deeper if you want, but it's truth. And then on November 17th, 2016, it was reported in Washington, D.C. On Freedom Watch this morning, James Clapper, the director of national intelligence who perjured himself before Congress by testifying under oath that the National Security Agency and other intelligence agencies, such as the Central Intelligence Agency, were not collecting massive amounts of telephonic and internet metadata on hundreds of millions of innocent American citizens, finally resigned his post. Larry Klayman, the founder of both Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch, issued this statement. There is likely an untold story behind his apparent forced resignation. Notwithstanding that Freedom Watch, our clients and I succeeded in filing suit against the NSA for the unconstitutional Fourth Amendment violations. He went on to talk about the two preliminary injunctions in the last 3 years, the revelations of Edward Snowden, Dennis Montgomery, who was a former NSA CIA contractor, had during this time come forward to FBI Director James Comey and his staff and disclosed that Clapper had been involved in massive illegal spying. You see, they tied Brennan and Clapper to a massive illegal spying. And they said the investigation by the FBI is ongoing and likely contributed to Clapper's surprise resignation today with the suits brought by Freedom Watch, where D.C. Federal Judge Richard J. Leon found that Clapper's secret massive collection of telephonic metadata on hundreds of Americans violated the Constitution. And it also violated the rulings that Congress put into play in the USA Freedom Act to prevent this from happening at the Patriot Act. And John Brennan was right there with him. You see, they created their own private NSA. They moved it off-site. They moved it to an address that this guy says in this article. And they spied on Americans. And more importantly, they spied on the president. But we don't have to just take Dennis Montgomery's word for it. We don't have to take the gentleman that Dennis Montgomery met with and gave the information that somehow got to Sheriff Arpaio in a private conversation that you just heard talking about maybe John Roberts is compromised. Well, that might make a little sense, seeing that some of John Roberts' rulings have been in question. He won't even let them talk to Eric Ciaramello because no one knows who the whistleblower is, right? Sure. But then you have someone like General Thomas McInerney, who steps out and discusses this. Now, General McInerney, you can look him up, worked inside the intelligence community. He's a very respected leader in this country, or was a very respected leader, and he now works in the private sector. But he shocked everyone when he went on the American Report, Operation Freedom, and talked with the Dr. Dave Janda back on March 19th, 2017. And this is what General McInerney had to say. Now, do you hear this on CNN? Are they calling General McInerney to talk to him? Is MSNBC kicking down his door? I mean, is he on the front page of People magazine? Is he on the front page of, you know, I don't know, Rolling Stone? Someone pointing out the abuses in our intelligence system spying on Americans? No, because the media is going to stand their Praetorian guard up against anything that comes against their ideology. But this got out there, and it's there for all the world to see. Cut 7.
It's got 15 minutes ago, and I just sent it to you.
Yeah, I saw it.
And I'll read it.
From General Lyons. Go ahead. I want you to, because I think this is really, really important. And the lamestream fake media, Tom, will never touch this. Go for it.
They will never go. President Obama's Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, and his Central Intelligence Agency Director, John Brennan, oversaw a secret supercomputer system known as the Hammer, according to former NSA-CIA contractor-turned-whistleblower Dennis Montgomery. Clapper and Brennan were using the supercomputer system to conduct illegal and unconstitutional government data harvesting and wiretapping. The Hammer was installed on federal property in Fort Washington, Maryland, at a complex which some speculate is a secret CIA-NSA operation at a U.S. naval facility. President Trump's allegation that the Obama administration was tapping him is not only supported by Montgomery's whistleblower revelations about Brennan and Clapper's computer system, the Hammer, but also by statements made this week by William Binney, a former NSA technical director of the World Geopolitical and Military Analyst Reporting Group, by former CIA and State Department official Larry Johnson, and by Montgomery's attorney Larry Klayman. The system, the hammer, according to the audio tapes, accessed the phone calls, emails, and bank accounts of millions of ordinary Americans. One of the ordinary tapes made public by federal judge Murray Snow revealed that Brennan Clapper particularly targeted and wiretapped Donald Trump a zillion times. End of quote.
There it is. Now, that's General McInerney. And he had spoke to Admiral Lyons. And these are two men that have showed integrity. These are two men that have had some of the highest levels of responsibility in our military and in our government. And they were involved at the inception of a lot of this work. It's coming out. After August 19, 2015, when Montgomery handed over those hard drives, he had to give them to the FBI. Now, who was running the FBI in 2015? Oh, I'm sorry, Jim Comey. In late November and early December 2015, senior FBI officials, including Director Comey's right-hand men, Special Agents Walter Giardina and William Barnett, I wonder if those guys were involved in talking to Flynn. I don't know. Debriefed Montgomery while under oath for over 3 hours inside a secret compartmented information facility, a SCIF, you know, kind of like Adam Schiff had when he went after our president, at the FBI's Washington, D.C. field office. They gave Montgomery immunity, but as it later came out, Montgomery felt that Mueller's appointment as special counsel was a huge conflict of interest because he, according to Montgomery, Robert Mueller's FBI provided the computers for super surveillance known as the Hammer. You see, the Hammer was used by Robert Mueller and his guys for surveillance. And so then there was a big deep state smear campaign against Montgomery. They went after him with everything they had, and there's several articles about this, and we'll post them. Because they tried to bring light to this really dark situation here at the American Report. They tried to show people that you had a patriotic whistleblower who talked about the Hammer, this mass surveillance that was being used to hammer Americans to an ideology, to a way of thinking, to certain people, and try to destroy free elections. That's what they were using the Hammer for. I guess you could say they were just using the Hammer to shred the Constitution, to beat on the Bill of Rights, and to break the glass and destroy our Declaration of Independence. But fortunately, an actual whistleblower stepped forward.
Feel the sound playing in your head with Z-Bone's bone conduction headphones. Innovative tech and Bluetooth 5.0 connects Z-Bone's to your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computers and TVs. And the open-ear design of Z-Bone's allows you to hear clear audio from your device and maintain awareness of the environment around you. Z-Bone's comfortable pads rest in front of your ears. Audio vibrations move through your cheekbones into the inner ear. And Z-Bone's ergonomic design provide long-term wearing comfort for sweat-proof active listening. They won't fall off, and they can't fall out. Whether it's music, podcast, or streaming radio, the result is a unique audio experience with clear sound from your device while still hearing your surroundings. And the built-in mic delivers crystal clear audio for phone calls. Learn more and buy Z-Bones at zbones.io. Zbones.io. Save at checkout with code SCALPEL70. Zbones.io. Quality sound that moves you.
Welcome back to The Scalpel. This is Dr. Keith Rose. We're talking about the Hammer, that super surveillance system that Dennis Montgomery had developed software for that was being used to spy on Americans. And when Dennis Montgomery became a whistleblower, the deep state that he was blowing the whistle on just co-opted the media to paint a picture of him, kind of like they try to paint a picture of President Trump now as a Russian agent. because the deep state went after Dennis Montgomery as a scam artist who tried to bilk millions of dollars from the federal government by selling the CIA and other agencies hoax technology that did nothing to protect America. So, you mean that the deep state went after Dennis Montgomery, basically accusing him of something that was just the polar opposite of what he actually did? Yeah. They don't seem to change much. And when they did that, they exposed themselves. Because now military sources say that Montgomery's technology worked and saved American lives. And as this article points out in American Report, they say the cabal that had been working feverishly to destroy President Trump is comprised of several of the same bad actors who have worked relentlessly to destroy Dennis Montgomery. You have James Risen, Eric Lichtenbaum, Robert Mueller, who supplied surveillance computers, raided Montgomery's home, and led the Trump-Russian collusion. James Comey buried Montgomery's whistleblower investigation and the 47 hard drives that he turned over, lied to Congress by claiming FBI had no evidence of Obama surveilled Trump, and he opened the Trump-Russia investigation. You have James Baker buried at Montgomery whistleblower investigation. John Brennan established and ran the hammer, which is ironic because John is anything but a hammer. He's a soft marshmallow of an intellectual who's a good little Marxist, but you know. But he ran it as a private parallel platform with Clapper, and according to Montgomery, wiretapped President Trump, claimed President Trump was a Russian agent. You have James Clapper established and ran the hammer along with Brennan, who said that Trump was, quote, a recruited asset of Vladimir Putin. And they all knew this was false because they were looking at everything President Trump had. And you also had Barack Obama. Clapper told CNN that if it weren't for President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set off a whole sequence of events which we are still unfolding today, notably the special counsel Mueller investigation. Same names. And the actual whistleblower, Dennis Montgomery, they went after him. But as of today, Dennis Montgomery still has his security clearance and is still working. Now, the media went after him. The deep state went after him. But the truth just pushed to the top. Now, they've gagged Dennis Montgomery, but they can't gag history. And that's why we have the whistleblower tapes. And even though they went after Dennis Montgomery, the truth is coming out. So this is where we find ourselves. We find ourselves at a real crossroads in our country's history. And as a moronic senator took to the floor the other day, I don't remember his name, and he tried to compare President Trump to terrorist acts, World War II. Guy was just a blithering idiot. But what we have here is much bigger than all of that. Because our country is not under attack like in World War II. We don't have a threat from an existential force, a fascistic nation state that has risen to come after us and that's trying to march across Europe and then potentially come to our country. We weren't attacked by the Imperial Japanese like we were at Pearl Harbor. No, we have something much bigger happening right now. We have an attack on our founding, on our constitutional republic, and don't kid yourself, that's what it is. It's being done by highly unprincipled men that are unmoored from morality, virtue, and principles, that are tearing our constitution right in front of us while telling us they're holding it up and supporting it while they feed it into the paper shredder. While they tell us they support the founding and the founders, they're trampling on the graves, the memories, and the deeds of the men that made this country great. And they're doing it with your tax dollars. And if that doesn't piss you off, if that doesn't motivate you, if that doesn't turn something deep inside you, then I would probably put it to you that you don't love this country. Because I do. I want to understand why they're doing it. Now, I could give you a lot of reasons what I think. I could talk about what J.R. Nyquist talks about, The scissor strategy is a method for agent positioning. He wrote this just a few weeks ago on January 13th. And it's basically what the Russians do to infiltrate and turn a government. Now, I know that's kind of deep in the weeds. I know that probably makes you wrap your head with tinfoil and you might go, ah, this guy's a conspiracy theorist. But no, not so much. Because part and parcel, the way the Russians do that is they just use the best point of entry for their strategy is they target folks that are in low government positions or they're just starting out, and then they create events, manipulate events to move them high up into the administration or into the intelligence community or into the military for that fact. And I'm going to post this, and I would suggest you read it because the Russians have a Soviet strategy that really worked. It worked in Afghanistan in the 80s. They create situations that allow their assets to rise that are going to support what they want them to. I mean, you had John Brennan voted for Gus Hall, the communist, and then John Brennan somehow made it all the way to the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. You have the guy that's not the whistleblower, Eric Caramello, right? Who did a fellowship at Harvard, who went over to Russia and studied, who actually wrote and co-authored papers that talked about how he felt post-Soviet Russia was better off before they were post-Soviet Russia. He liked he liked the communist Russia, and he talked about it very, very openly. You got a lot of questions about Venman in the military, the chow thief. There's just a lot of questions in general and a lot of people that are rising to the top. I imagine there's some questions out there about Andy McCabe. There's definitely some questions about Jim Mueller and what he supports. Go back and look at his early career. You see, the founders knew that this could potentially happen. They knew that there were, quote, Soviet-type countries out there. They didn't have to know they were the Russians. They didn't have to know they were the communists. They didn't have to know they were Iranians or whoever. They knew that there would be factions, other countries that would use proxies to seek to subvert our government. The problem is we're seeing something happen right before our eyes. And on the surface, at a minimum, you have people unmoored from morality, unmoored from the Constitution, that are trying to remove a duly elected president. And if you want to understand the why, well, just understand power. Understand the hammer. They've got to hammer this president. Because if he gets another term and he digs deeper, there's some people that will be going to prison. There's some people that will be held accountable for their actions. And in the day and age of the participation trophy, I think that Brennan, Comey, Clapper, several members of the Obama administration, and maybe even President Obama himself should be awarded that participation trophy. That trophy for participating in the subversion of our Constitution, our founding, and the destruction of our great nation. I pray that happens. I pray you'll look at some of these notes in the show notes, that you'll dig deeper, that you'll talk to folks, that true whistleblowers like Dennis Montgomery will be listened to and studied. Actual fake whistleblowers that work and colluded, like Eric Caramello, Sean Misko, Abigail Grace, and Adam Schiff would just be exposed and called to testify. I mean, Judge Ken Starr testified when he ran the case against President Clinton. He was actually called as a witness. So why won't Adam Schiff, if he believes he has an ironclad case, sit on the witness stand? Maybe because he'll be put under oath and he can't lie under oath. Now, Ken Starr was a witness and did it. Why won't Adam Schiff? Why won't Judge Roberts let a question be asked about Eric Caramello? Because no one knows who the whistleblower is. And as Judge Roberts, as Dennis Montgomery pointed out, is he compromised because of the hammer? The only thing that can defeat a hammer is the intestinal fortitude principles, virtue, morality of the American people as they rise up and speak with one voice and say no more. And it's my prayer that you will, that you'll do it peaceably. You'll do it at the ballot box. You'll do it with phone calls that are respectful, letters and or emails and faxes that are respectful sent to the senators and congressmen. But we have a potential great tragedy unfolding in our nation, bigger than any attack we've ever had. The sleeping giant is awake again. But I pray this sleeping giant, known as freedom, will seize the day. Love on your family. Take a break. And most importantly, please keep freedom rolling.
Head high, protest line. Freedom scribbled on your sign. Headline, New York Times. Standing on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey. Your secret's safe with the NSA. In God we trust or the CIA. Standing on the edge of a revolution.
With Dr. Keith Rose.
The Scalpel is proudly sponsored by Z-Bones Bone Conducting Headphones. Learn more at zbones.io. Subscribe to The Scalpel wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at The Scalpel Podcast, on Twitter at The Scalpel Edge, or the website scalpeledge.com.